This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Number two, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, a lot of states and a lot of local municipalities do not like the idea of preemption. They believe that they should be able to, especially when it comes to gun law. Now, the problem with this is with any law, with any legislation that's out there, if it is allowed to go a certain way and set precedent, then that means that other things can also be preempted. Other things can also be brought down to the level of local authority. Now, the people who are opposed to that preemption, to this kind of thing where the state says this is the law and you can't do anything about it, they don't like that the local government cannot infringe on your rights without going through the state legislature. In some states, they know that's not going to happen, so they want the laws that keep the local governments from doing so repealed. And again, in some states, they know it's not going to happen. But there's a certain hypocrisy in the anti-preemption talk in Colorado, where the Democrats are advancing legislation to get rid of the state's preemption law. Former State Senator Greg Brophy spoke with Ross Kaminsky about the bill on May 7th on Kaminsky's 630 KHOW radio show. Brophy noted that the bill purports to support local control, but doesn't believe that it reflects the true meaning of local control, which usually involves the right of local authorities to create more permissive regulations in matters of strictly local, not statewide interest. See, this can only go one way. Later on in the bill, they say that local governments can only regulate firearms if they regulate them in a manner that's more strict than what the state does. This really does not allow for the worst possible type of firearms. This really does allow for the worst possible type of firearms laws that we can imagine. Here, locally in South Carolina, the mayor of Columbia, South Carolina, Steve Benjamin, he decided that he wanted to have red flag laws and a few other things in the city limits of Columbia, South Carolina. Now, what this creates is this patchwork of what is and is not legal. This is exactly the way the East Germans used to get you if you were going on a Berlin tour before the wall came down. They would have a different speed limit every 15 yards. So eventually they were going to get you stopped. And if they had you stopped, well, then they can look for all kinds of other things, too. Preemption keeps this from happening. One law for the state, which makes it easier on us. Preemption is all about local control as long as you make it more strict. This doesn't go the other way. That's the other thing that I find hypocritical. This is not, so like in New York State, for example, where Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, he'll get out there and say, if you like assault weapons, you shouldn't live here. But somewhere outside of Albany, some municipality, some village, some city that wanted to get out there and say, well, we're going to declare this a Second Amendment sanctuary, and we're going to do it the right way. We're going to do it the way that they've done the whole thing with the immigration sanctuary cities, and we're going to do this the right way to where it'll stand up in court. Well, then they're going to be coming down on them with all kinds of vim and vinegar. It's going to be something else. Those opposing the rules of preemption don't want people to be able to be less strict, only more so. And they claim it's really about local control, but what about a community that feels it needs less regulation than the state has in place? And, of course, that simply cannot be allowed. It's because they don't care about local control in and of itself. They just want local governments to get more strict than their already anti-gun state. And it's hypocrisy. Now, some anti-gunners will try to claim that the right, who claims to love federalism, should oppose preemption, too, but there's a key difference. Preemption prevents governments from further infringements on these civil liberties. And I'm just as opposed to local governments passing gun control rules as I am to them passing rules on what you can and what the press can do and what say, and as well as where and how you can worship. Consistency. That's the danger that we go down with any sort of gun control law. PLCAA, the one that Biden wants to take away, that would open up a big can of worms across all consumer goods. Now, meanwhile, anti-gunners oppose preemption not because they support local control, but because they hope local governments will pass still more gun control than they can manage at a state level. And if it was about local control, they'd be willing to at least accept some communities would feel that like they need less gun control, not more. So they don't, though, and that's a problem. There's a lot of good arguments in favor of preemption, but the best argument is that it at least helps preserve people's civil liberties at the state level, even if the state is terrible about gun rights in general. And it's that argument that infuriates anti-gunners and why they want preemption to go the way of the dodo. But like most things, you know, when I talk about gun rights, I'm talking about the gateway of liberty. Gun rights really are the gateway of liberty. So when you look at what they want to do with the PLCAA, for example, where they want to, if a gun is used in a crime, they want to be able to go after the gun manufacturer for their dangerous weapon being misused, as if they had anything to do with it. Because first of all, that gun will likely be stolen and be in a black market stream for years to come. But then when it finally is used in a crime, they want to be able to go after that gun manufacturer who really didn't do anything wrong. You know, I've seen how certain people get out there and characterize certain things, and they want to characterize this as it being the gun manufacturer's fault. Well, that would not be too far away from if you accidentally cut yourself while carving a steak and you bled out, well, they're going to sue the steak knife company. Or drunk drivers, whole car companies being taken out. It comes down to they want to go after the gateway because they want complete and total control. They've always, you know, I end the show, it's never been about gun control, it's always been about total control. That's what they want. That's what they want. And if they can do this with guns, then it makes things easier to do it with everything else. If we have no means to defend ourselves, if they have the monopoly of violence to use against us, after they purge the military and purge law enforcement, you know, their utopian world would be quite that to behold. The only problem is I don't think there's enough leftists to man all those positions. That's where I think the problem comes. Hey, today I got to go into a place today for the first time in over a year without having to worry about somebody telling me to put on a mask. It's a glorious time. But it's not happening everywhere. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. From the very beginning of this whole COVID thing, I know COVID has been a real thing because I've had it. I know it is serious. I know it can affect you very seriously. I know it affects you in the same way a lot of other infectious diseases do, especially if you're older and have a lot of comorbidity built in, you know, underneath. It can kill you, literally kill you. I know that this was very contagious. The only problem I had with this is that I was not allowed to be an adult while all of this was going on, while it was on at its height, when nobody knew anything. And we know plenty of things now. We know plenty of things now. But along the way, as we were not knowing what was going on, we were told to listen to the CDC and Anthony Fauci. And, Fauci's a liar. He gets it wrong as often as the only reason he gets it right is because that happens accidentally. But COVID-19, one of the things about COVID-19 that we knew was that with any SARS patient who had had one of the SARS-like diseases, we knew from experience that that person had likely a 2 to 3 year immunity window. However, we were not going to apply that in this case. So right away, prior to any of the vaccine coming along, all these people that were having it with its 99% survival rate, this natural immunity that was beginning, well, everybody was very alarmed at how many people were catching it. You know, the deaths that they've attributed to it, that was vastly overinflated. I mean, you know, if you had COVID-19 in your system and you fell out of an airplane, it was termed a COVID-19 death. So, I mean, that we need to go back and look at that forensically. Dr. John Lutz already figured it's 40% inflated. But all along the way, we've been told to listen to the CDC. We've been told to listen to this, that, and the other. And that's because it was politicized. But along the way, eventually, the truth does come out, and the truth has been coming out about COVID-19 and masks. Now, CDC has decided to say that if you've been vaccinated, you no longer need to worry about wearing a mask indoors. And today, I haven't been wearing a mask anyway. I have been vaccinated. I have been vaccinated for a couple of reasons. I got a couple of other things going on to where being vaccinated enabled me to stop wearing a mask in certain circumstances. Not because anybody gave me permission. I simply would tell them, listen, I got this going on and I'm not wearing a mask. Okay, so if you're not going to let me come in, that's fine. Just tell me. I'll walk away not wearing a mask. Never got turned away, not once. Then, my recent foray into heart failure, just makes sense for me to get every little edge I can possibly get. Coming out of New York, though, here comes Andrew Cuomo. Now, this is the guy who seeded nursing homes with COVID patients under penalty of law, and he's telling the state of New York that they've got to keep their masks on. You got to breathe your own germs over and over, and forget about what the CDC says. And we get this from the New York Post. In a late afternoon statement, Cuomo said he and Health Commissioner Howard Zucker had yet to decide if the Empire State would adopt newly announced guidelines from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He said, in New York, we've always relied on the facts and the science to guide us throughout the worst of this pandemic and in our successful reopening. We have received the newly revised guidance from the CDC regarding mask wearing and social distancing for those with vaccinations and are reviewing them in consultation with Dr. Zucker and our partners and health experts in surrounding states. In New York, we've always relied on the facts. Yeah, that's him. That's ridiculous. The CDC to Democrats is the holy grail of all pronunciamientos, you know? It's like Cuomo didn't get the memo. And maybe that's because politically he's a pariah. He's a pervy sex abuser who won't resign to start, and a famous filler of nursing home patients by executive order, ordering COVID patients to be let in or else, keeping families of nursing home residents out, but letting verifiably disease-carrying people in, now trying to cover up his tracks with the illegal cover-ups. This is just what happens prior to lunch. Now he's decided to promote mad science, the better to keep his state unlivable. In the meantime, you got places like Texas and Florida who long ago dropped their mask mandates and seen positive results, but Cuomo clings to the old mask and lockdown culture, even when the leftist CDC says don't. And in New York City's case, his logic is absurd. New York City residents have been riding that tight-packed subway for more than a year in this pandemic. A system so packed, no mask is going to help. The city saw a giant COVID surge at the beginning of the pandemic, quite likely as a result of this, and then suddenly a lot less, becoming one of the first cities in the country to show evidence of herd immunity after all that riding. 2.5 million people were found to have antibodies in New York City in mid-2020. They also got through their Black Lives Matter and Antifa riots with little spread of the disease. Those activities were excused by the CDC because they agreed with their politics, overriding their guidance elsewhere. Yet nothing happened because the herd immunity again seems to have been in place. Now, that's not something you always need a vaccine for. If you've had the disease even with low symptoms, you're the same as vaccinated, because that's how that whole immunity thing works. Now Cuomo steps in and says he's not ready to drop the mask mandate. He benefits from masks and lockdowns and apparently sees this as a loss of power. And he's in fact declaring that he can disregard basic biological immunity by saying he's for science, flashing the claim like a talisman as a Democrat governor with a terrible record of state-ordered nursing home deaths, which is actually quite disgusting. So this particular clown should avoid any talk about science or COVID like the plague, given his record. So, I just found that interesting to have him standing up and trying to pontificate about this, that, the other, when, you know, the virused in New York City and people of New York City weathered it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As tensions remain high in Israel, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says President Biden needs to stand up for Israel in their fight against the Palestinians and Hamas terrorists.
Now is a time when the Biden administration ought to step forward
and say we're going to replenish the Iron Dome munitions that are saving thousands of lives.
Cruz and other members of the GOP also saying the president needs to stop talking to Iran, which funds Hamas.
Instead of attacking and belittling and undermining the nation of Israel, President Biden ought to be standing with Israel and replenishing the Iron Dome.
White House coronavirus advisor Andy Slavitt says more than 125 million Americans are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. Slavitt also saying at least 60% of adults have gotten at least one dose. USA Radio News. Three Republican lawmakers face a $500 fine for skirting mask rules on the floor of the House of Representatives. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast saying he's following the recent guidelines issued by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Mast telling Fox News he believes this is just another power grab by the Democrats.
I went onto the floor of the House of Representatives. I had to speak, and as I was sitting there, a member of the House Sergeant at Arms staff approached me, asked me if I was going to put on my mask. I said no. They said, okay, you will be fine for that. The only thing that Speaker Pelosi is protecting right now is control, is tyrannical control. Because if you've been vaccinated, there's no reason for you to have to wear a mask.
More people will soon be welcomed back to the happiest place on earth. Disneyland has bumped capacity to 35% as coronavirus cases drop. Even better, anyone can visit starting next month when California removes its tiered reopening system. USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, you know, you look at things nowadays, and I can't help but draw some comparisons between the Biden administration and the Carter administration. Although I was a kid during the Carter administration. But when you take a look at the 411, as the HEP kids used to say back in 1996, well, then you start drawing to some conclusions. But now we're back into the 70s now. We're in Jimmy Carter II, the revenge. Except it's worse. That shriveled peanut-like little man who happened to farm peanuts, there's a Brian Stelter, is a potato vibe going on. He's back. And he's happy. And he's happy because he's not the worst president of the last century. Did you see the picture of the giant Biden and his little Jimmy Carter in a chair? You see, President Biden and his first lady, Dr. Jill, went to see the Carters in Plains, Georgia. And, I mean, the Carters are, you know, they're in their 90s now. They're quite small compared to the giant regular people that are only in their 70s. So that was a thing that occurred. Jimmy Carter's back. We've got inflation. We've got Middle East crisis. We have economic stagnation. We have America being humiliated around the world. This makes it sound like I'm 420 years old, doesn't it? I remember how miserable the 70s were. You young whippersnappers, y'all think the 70s were about disco and fancy funny clothes and big lapels. No, it was about grime and misery and malaise. Do you remember malaise? I'm waiting for Joe Biden's malaise speech, except, of course, he doesn't give speeches. He barely talks. Did you see me the other day? He was up there the other day going, I'm not supposed to answer questions from you. Got to get going, got to have some mush and watch my Matlock shows. He literally left the lectern first and then came back and said, I'm not supposed to be answering all those questions. I'm supposed to leave. And at the end, he does walk away from a question about Americans' concerns over rising inflation. I also remember what happened after Jimmy Carter, and his name was Ronald Reagan. And America became much, much better. Now, you young whippersnappers, you don't know what America was like when America was down on its knees, beaten down by leftism, leftist economics, leftist toleration of crime, just general leftism in its full flower. It's what we have now, folks. Leftist tolerating crime, leftist tolerating gas lines. Now, what's next? Now, in the 70s, we got a couple of cool things. We got Saturday Night Fever, you know. We're going to get that this year? Maybe the hip-hop version? I'm not really down with that. I prefer the classic. Mostly, I'm not down with Liz Cheney. But I've talked about her ad nauseum. And now she's in the rearview mirror. She's no longer in a leadership position in the Republican Party in the House. And very shortly, she should be primaried in her home state. And then we'll see if she maybe becomes a consultant or maybe goes to work for CNN. She's gotten her 15 minutes of fame and then a few more minutes. This isn't MSNBC CNN. I'm not going to be talking about her much except to say I can't wait until she runs for president in the Jeb lane, which is pretty wide. It's a pretty wide lane. There's some people out there that look at her, look at Nikki Haley, look at a few others, and they think that she got a shot. I know some of them. Yes, America loves Liz Cheney. They love Nikki Haley. That's the great thing about her. Everybody hates her, though. America can come together on despising Liz Cheney, except for the Hawaii cruise ship conservative gang. Conservatives hate her because she's a backstabbing turncoat, weasel, warmongering scumbag. Leftists hate her because she's a Cheney. So here we've actually built a bridge between us and the left. Isn't that great? And have you seen that ad that's out there right now? And I looked at I saw this in the news somewhere, where it's an American Army recruiting ad and a Russian Army recruiting ad. Now, in the Russian Army recruiting ad, this is Rambo speaking one of those Russian dialects. He's out there. He's freezing. He's fighting. He's jumping out of things and swimming through things. He's going to where the fight is. The American one is like Ariel, the Little Mermaid, joins Airborne Corps. You know, hi, I want to tell you my story. My parents were two women. One of them was conventionally attractive, the other not, so it's not a lipsticks thing. So you guys are going to be disappointed by the story and the way it ends up. But anyway, I decided to validate myself by joining the Army. I'm really not sure how to react to that. Do you think they're going to get a bunch of pink-haired, pierced-nosed pronoun people going, well, gosh, I think it's time that I tried to rappel out of a helicopter. Jump out of an airplane, 82nd Airborne, sir. I can really validate my socialist paradigm in the Army. I don't think that's going to work. I don't think we're going to get people. What it's going to do, the kind of people who do join the Army are just normal people, you know, who want to defend their country and want to challenge and want to really do something that other people can or won't. The traditional people who've made America's military great, they're going to look at this and go, well, I'm not welcome. They don't want me because I don't have a weird story. I had a mom and a dad. They went to church. They worked hard. I went to high school, maybe even in college, and then I decided to serve my country. That's not a very good story in the eyes of some of these advertising geniuses putting this stuff together. So if you're ever wondering why the United States has not won a war in 20 years, as you can see, just looking back through history, you can, you know, you just got to study war and understand what war is. War is attrition. And if you're not teaching combat in a way that causes attrition, well, you're not teaching the military way. So, for those that are looking at such things as war and all this other stuff, as we are in this thing of malaise in Jimmy Carter 2, The Revenge, thing to take away from this, especially with the Army thing, is the Army thing is not going to be led by sophomores from Wesley seeking validation by joining the Army. It's going to be successful because of the normal traditional American that has joined the military since there's been a military. Period. End of story. It makes me kind of sick to think about what these politicians have squandered in this great nation of ours. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, one of the things that is going to bug me as we go along through this, as we try to get back to normal, because they have really enjoyed us not being normal. They have really enjoyed being in charge. And I'm glad the CDC has caught up to say, if you're fully vaccinated, you are protected. The other thing they should be saying is, if you're immune, if you have the natural immunity, you are fully protected. That being said, Reagan, acknowledged in a reporting that fully vaccinated individuals are still required to abide by local, state, and federal mask-wearing mandates. Well, what are they? Of course, but if you still wear a mask after you've been fully vaccinated, then that really should be your only reason for doing so. So it's frustrating, then, that Thursday night's most recent live update from the New York Times reporting on the CDC's announcement would be that CDC guidance prompts caution in some states. from the New York Times reporting with added emphasis. On Thursday, the governors of Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, North Carolina, and Virginia, and the mayors of New York City and Washington, D.C., all Democrats, said they were taking the new guidance from the CDC under advisement before adopting it. In deference to local authorities, the CDC said vaccinated people must continue to abide by existing state, local, or tribal laws and regulations and follow local rules for businesses and workplaces. And I've already told you the particularly rich and hypocritical quote attributed to Andrew Cuomo. When you look at the numerous scandals going on with him, you know it's more than the facts and the science. And this includes when it comes to the cover-up of accurate reporting of nursing home deaths from the virus, and that the governor may have given his friends and family preferential access to COVID tests in the early days of the pandemic. And it's not merely states, but it's also companies. This new policy seemed to catch many retailers and their workers by surprise. Macy's and Target and The Gap said they're still reviewing the new guidance, while Home Depot said it had no plans to change its current rules requiring customers and workers to wear masks in its stores. The United Food and Commercial Workers Union, representing thousands of grocery store workers, criticized the CDC for failing to consider how the new policy would impact workers who have to deal with customers who are not vaccinated. They said, I'm going to point out the punchline in just a second. Millions of Americans are doing the right thing and getting vaccinated, but essential workers are still forced to play mask police for shoppers who are unvaccinated and refuse to follow local COVID safety measures. Are they now supposed to become the vaccination police? The Retail Leaders Industry Association, a trade group, said that the policy complicated matters in states that still have mask mandates in place that retailers must follow. These conflicting positions put retailers and their employees in incredibly difficult situations. The update also claims that the common sense backed by the science update was a sharp turnabout by federal health officials. People have been wearing masks for so long and still have to, even when fully vaccinated. They would beg to differ, though. This is the thing, people. Now, if you're out there and you live in your own home and you pay your own bills, then I can probably safely assume you're an adult. And the vaccine is available. If you choose to take the vaccine, it's available. If you choose not to take the vaccine, you don't have to. It's free. If you don't want to take it, you don't have to. But that doesn't mean that you get to dictate to me what I'm going to be doing. Sorry. Just not going to play that stupid game with you. The CDC's been super slow when it comes to updating their guidelines. And what more time do states and companies who refuse to jump on board need? If they're not going to be listening to the CDC, what, you know, who are they going to listen to? I know that there's plenty. I mean, the mayor here in this state, in this city where I live, in Greenville, South Carolina, he has been having his moment in the sun. He did things like he blocked off the sidewalks downtown so people wouldn't walk downtown. Now, realize that they have spent millions of dollars updating and gentrifying downtown. Downtown Greenville is a sight to behold. It's not very big, but it is beautiful. And, I mean, it's quite, you know, there's something for everybody, restaurants, shops, whatever you want to do, hotels, all this other stuff. And he shut it all down. And here's some of the things he was saying. Now remember this. Hey, I've got as much respect for healthcare officials and workers as anybody out there. I owe my life to them. But he was out there saying a lot of healthcare people live downtown, and we don't want you coming downtown making them sick. Consequently, there are several businesses in my city that have closed down and are gone forever. Forever. We had a burger joint in Pickens, in Easley, South Carolina, that had been there so long they had grown a tree upside down, and it had grown all the way across the ceiling of the entire building. That took decades to do. And that restaurant is closed. And when they finally take that building down, that tree will go. That happens every day. But it happened for a really stupid reason this time, because we've had 12 pandemics in 244 years. So while they're out there sitting there saying, well, you know, the science, these are the ones they've been saying to listen to the whole time. You got to go by CDC guidelines, as if there's some holy totem that gets out there and gets out there and wants to just rule your life. We've been being run by a bunch of people in lab coats, this whole country, and now they're saying this last little shard of a sign of our control is gone. you no longer need to do it, which that's been in place for, that's actually been a fact for a while, especially given the fact that masks don't work. I mean, that's why they have so many people in New York City with herd immunity, because masks didn't work. So it's time to embrace not only science, but freedom. I saw where President Asterisk got out there, and he's talking about you either have to be vaccinated or wear a mask. And I was just thinking about some of the stuff that goes along with that. Like, he's been vaccinated for months, and he still wears a mask. When he says these things, he sounds maddeningly paternalistic. He says, the choice is yours. No, the choice to get a vaccine is or not is mine, period. So the choice to wear or not wear a mask is mine, period, sir, Mr. President. I will defer to the office. There has never been a rule. I will choose to do what I'm going to do. His simplistic ultimatum is impossible to enforce. There's not enough people out there to run around, you know, checking my papers and, you know, checking my antibodies to figure out if I have the natural immunity, or the vaccination immunity, and therefore I can be going around without a mask. It's a fool's errand. And does he mean kids too? And on the bright side, does this mean that masks exempt you from a vaccine passport? Hey, this is their stupid game. I'm just trying to play. Coming up, we're going to talk to Dean Weingarten. See what he's had going on. I know he's written a couple of things that have happened near me that he's written about. I want to talk about them. But the most read guy in the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.